I play more Tuesday night.
Kutvinta, whatever you want to call it. Right, so we want to get cracking with Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, don't forget, provides the biggest shmira. Everyone nervous about the attack, Taka. People looking for shmiras. I remember discussing with Rebbe Falk after the Harnoff attack. And shmiras, the Gresta shmiras, Shabbos, he was very into this. We sing it, Kiyashma Shabbos, Kedish Marini. And the first thing we want to do when we wake up Shabbos morning from the alarm clock, we don't want to encounter a serious shayla of muksa, potentially. And the shayla is, when you set your alarm clock, some people just have the good old alarm clocks, there's no shaylas at all, remember the good old ones? Obviously, there's nothing to do here, we've got no shaylas at all. Exactly, they're putting to sleep. So that's obviously not the shayla here. The shayla is, when people, talking about people, I don't know what the percentages are, some people have told me they use it, it is quite common, that they use the mobile phone. They're using it for almost everything nowadays, so there's no reason why alarm clock you can't use for. Oh, so that's the shayla is, can you use alarm clock, your mobile phone for your alarm clock? But if you plan to just leave it as it is, where it is on the shelf, or your bedside table, or wherever it is, when it rings, obviously, vita no shayla. It come out no shayla, unless you start putting mashigana music, because you can say, a normal tone of an alarm clock. That's not the shayla here. The potential shayla is moving the phone after it starts ringing. You want to move it to between clothing. You want to take it downstairs. There's other people sleeping. It depends when you wake up. Oh, so it disturbs. So it depends what time you wake up. If you're waking up at 10 o'clock, there's no one to disturb. But if you're setting your alarm clock at 5 past 7, half past 7, 8 o'clock, even half past 8, the maysa. You want to hide it as quick as possible. Now you can get special Shabbos alarm clocks which only go for 20 seconds, so better you can leave it as it is. So if you give that and you know what you're doing and you can leave it, matov, that's not the shayla. The shayla is very specific. Having a mobile phone, which when it rings, you want to move it. That's the shayla. If it's not a gear to that person, fine, it's not a gear. But that is the specific shayla. You wake up the first thing on Shabbos Kodesh this morning. You don't want to enter any shaylas or serious shaylas or muksa. And the shayla is there any problem moving the mobile phone which is ringing and you want to move it to in between clothing, you want to put it under the cushion, whatever it is. Everyone's got their own system. The shayla is there any problem moving a mobile phone? Oh, there you go. So you're touching on the right thing. Be'etzim is when you start off with a regular, cheap dummy phone, one of the good old Nokias, you know, the ones that, you know, they don't break, they're very cheapish Nokia phones. What level of muks is it? The post can say that's a keli shmalach de le'isa. It's a keli with which that keli you do yisurim. A pen, you use a pen to do an isav kisiva. A phone is a shaylas of electricity, making connections. That is a phone is l'chore a keli shmalach de le'isa. We know that a kedush mlachtalitz is a lower level of muksa, and the halacha is that if you want to move a lesser gufoy, let's see, you have nothing else, you want to scratch your back, I don't know what, yeah, or a chvesa pencil. You know they used to use the pencil back in school. You know they used to use it for to clear the ears. Apparently, only the certain pens work for it. So if you want to use the pens for scratching the ears, fine, that's lesser gufoy. Lesser mekoma, if you want the place, there's a pen on your chair. There's no problem. Pick it up and move it normally. There's no problem with that. It looks funny. It might not look Shabbistic, but the Maisa, Shulchan Aruch Shteh is mutter, and that's obviously okay. So, if you're going to treat a phone as a Kedish Melachta Le'isa, and you have it set for half past day, whatever time it is, 8 o'clock, and it starts ringing, and you want to move it, can you move it and claim that you're moving it to Tzorech Mekoymoy? Why Tzorech Mekoymoy? Now, you're going to say, do you need the Mokum? Do you need the bedside table? Especially if it's on the random in the corner of the shelf, you need that part of the area where the shelf is. You've got a big worktop there. What do you need? You've got a big shelf. How can you say it's called Tzorech Mekoymoy? This is a big deal in the poskim, where you don't need the mokum where the actual muksa is lying, but you want the room to have the atmosphere of a quiet atmosphere without that noise there. So you're not looking at the mokum where it lies, because where it lies, I don't need it. Taka, genuinely don't need it. You want the place to be sheket. So therefore, you want to move it in order to allow you to have the bedroom, or at least someone else to have the bedroom quiet. That would be the potential heta of called Letzorech Mikoyma, that is your Malkum, which Rabbi Falt got a whole Shuvah in Masadiyah to explain why that is also called Letzorech Mikoyma. Again, we can argue, say it's not, you don't need the Malkum. Oh, but the postgame I've done about this is Geshmak Arayas Lekan Lekan Ne Chanukah. There's a very interesting Arayas floating around, Lekan Lekan. The postgame are usually on this Shaila specifically, they're more noted Lehokel. The Svarim Ham for Somim, the Orchas Shabbos, Shmi Shabbos Gilchase, they speak about a mobile phone. Shmi Shabbos speaks about a telephone which you want to use for an alarm clock. And he says, you can move it to Tzorech Mekoma, you can move it away, there's no problem. They're assuming that it's called Tzorech Mekoma. Some are Machme, they want to say it's not called Tzorech Mekoma. I think that we can swallow. That's not the real Shaila. There are those which want to say that this, yes, you've dealt with a muksa aspect, that's Tzorech Mekoma, it's fine. But they're worried about, what's this? You'll find that as well. The Maisa, some posts can flag up, they say it's a Zilzil de Shabbos. Now this Zilzil de Shabbos, it's the first time I saw anything about this, was an Orcha Shabbos. He brings this, he says, Me'ikadin, it should be okay. He says, V'cholza Me'ikadin, Aval Mishum Zilzil de Shabbos is nish geshmak, it's not geshmak to have this. What's this? Yeah, exactly. And he say, and therefore in the footnote they're saying, it's kedai not to use a mobile phone bechlal as an alarm clock. And not only he says that,
the Shvus is not.
I think if you don't want to move it, I think his problem was moving it. It's more like a zilzi. You're asking whether it should be a zilzi even without touching it. But I think there's a Muslim got moving. I think his main issue, he took issue with. Very good, very good. That's the Shaila. Now, I must tell you, going back some time ago. Probably about 15, maybe 18 years ago. I was in Yeshiva's Meir, and I had very interesting roommates there. I had Lakan and Lakan. There was one roommate that he didn't want any alarm clock set till 9:30, even later. He was that side. And I had another roommate, Kanai Nahora. He only slept a few hours a night. I never seen him go to sleep. I never saw him waking up. He's in the base of Medrash Lagan Society. He married one of the Karelis of Zini Kluch. And mamish in it, he saw me using a mobile phone. One of the, those really mobile phones, the flip-up phones. You know, when you go to Eretz Yisrael back in the day, you go to a phone shop and you want to sign up. They make you the flip-up phones. They're only the cool ones, the very cheap ones. They make you sign up for about 5-6 years. Remember those days? Now it's gone a bit better, but that's how it was. Anyway, so I go there as Yeshiva Bacher, I get one of these flip-up phones, and we use it. The minik was in Beis Hashaya, at least, was to use it as a as an alarm clock. Anyway, he wasn't happy with it. So that was the Shalom Bayis. So we agreed that we're going to call Rebbe Falk. And in my hand, I had the Orcha Shabbos, and I read out to Rebbe Falk that he says, V'chol zem Medina, but you've got an issue of Zilzul. He quotes from Shmuel Oibach that says it's a bit of an issue. He takes issue about the Zilzul of the Shabbos, and Rebbe Falk categorically disagrees with it. He said, you can't make up your own Zilzul of the Shabbos. If Chazal say it's a Kedish Menachter Issa, and you can move it, so Kufa Mekomai, he was absolutely fine with it, and that's how we went ahead with that. Sorry? He says, you can't make it. Chazal or Kiveh, when is the Zilzul? Umbrellas, the Shaila, they speak about. Chazal were very, very picky what's called a Zilzul. They said about a bicycle. Sorry? Oh, that's also mentioned in the Paiskim. So, in order to give something a Zilzul Shabbos, it has to have a skomus of, either Chaznish or Gezokta, the big shot, exactly. But to have, not a Chazal Shalom, Chisos Kovat, anyone who does mention Benigeh to the phones, but at least his opinion was that you don't learn Matzino and you can't be Moisef. So we went with that. And the Maisa, I was aware that besides what Orach Shabbos bringing, the Shmuel Oibach didn't like it. It was also Rav Eliashiv was also, he was around in my time back then, and he was around the corner. And he also said that there's an issue of Zilzul, but that already we can swallow. If Rebbe Falk, we came from Gateshead, we still learn with him, so that's a different story. He was okay with that. That's already one Shaila. That's not the Nidin I'm speaking about tonight. Because that Lamaisa, that was the Maisa Shahoya, very nice Maisa Shahoya. Over time, when the phones get better, and the Shaila is, when you have such a phone, or especially you have a much more advanced phone, this is a Quinn, where it's basically a regular phone, but it's also got one or two other things which are very valuable. But especially when you have a very expensive phone, which has come out, basically got your whole life on it. That is a shaila which I'm very baffled about. I'm very baffled about the shaila. In fact, this past I says made shuvah, I made myself a new chumrah, and I started realizing over time that as you become older and you're involved in more different things and you have hundreds and hundreds of contacts and messages, photos, videos, you have loads of things which are, it branches out to so many areas which you have on your phone. I've realized I've become a bit more meshubah to the phone. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. I've got a camera, you know, one of these good old cameras that we buy for the family. The camera costs us about 400, maybe more, about 450, £500. I don't know why they're so expensive. A little smartphone is £50 to take nicer photos than my £500 camera. As always, I don't have no idea. I don't understand the market. The market is the camera, which is very, very expensive. I let my 4 or 5 year old child play with the camera because the maestro's a chefza. Yes, it's a lot of money. I started realizing that I'm letting him play with the camera, which is £500, but I'm not allowing him to touch this. Because, yes, it's not so expensive, about £150, but it's much more delicate. It's also got vital information in it. And I'm realizing, hang on a second, a lot of poskim are saying that a camera is called muksa machmas chisaron kis. That means. What's this?
A camera or a phone?
The camera. You open up the good old Svarim. The good old Canon camera. Open up a Zohar v'Shomay, and a Zohar v'Shomay says an expensive camera is considered muksa machmas chisaron. That's the good old example.
Who uses the shadows?
So.
Who uses it?
It is mentioned that Zach. Nachlis Yisrael mentions this in the Kula. We're early days. Let me just be must be the shayla. So here is very gone to sun. Here, I started realizing, Rebbe Shleim, this is funny. This is a funny change of events. It didn't happen overnight. Didn't happen over a year. But over the years, I'm realizing. How much shuvah? Maybe it's nishkan good to zach. I'm not trying to promote your digital intake. Do your own shilas. I'm just telling you what's happened in myself. I'm realizing this could very well be a shilah of muksa machas v'sorinkis, where I'm much more micwood on the phone, more than the other shilas, more than the other things that go on in my house. Anyway, so I say to me shuvah, we had a chizuk, and we went to a local shop, and we spent £5.99 on a good old alarm clock, one of those, the good old ones. And that's how we did it. Lamaisa, I was an Eretz Yisrael, because we discussed the Shaila with many, many people there. And when I came back here, discussed this with many, many Shaila, the Shaila's with many, many people, especially now that in the notice board, it said everywhere, thanks to Reb Simcha, it said everywhere around town that we know what we're speaking about. Everyone's got an opinion about the Shaila. It's a fascinating topic. Some people say zichron. I'm talking about people in the noisa of Voshtet and Hilchas Moksa Machas Chisaron Kis. It's a shtikla noisa, something which you're particularly about, and you're scared to use it for anything else other than what it's designated for. Now, a phone is designated for many things, and we tackle using it a lot in the day. But anything beyond that, we're already hesitant. You know, if you need to keep the window open, you're not necessarily going to use your phone.
So it could be possible for you, yes?
Oh, that's zikha. The person who zikha says turn on the bailam. That's no shayla. The shayla is when you look at the bailam, and the bailam are makbid, like in my case, does it now become muksa machas chisaron kis? It should be. The other tzad is, many people have mentioned this, very many people, and it's still a good tzad. That is, yes, it could well be, should be muksa machas chisaron kis. But something which is handled with so much in the day, it's in the pockets, in the hands, on the phone, it's handled with so much, it's a steer to chisaron kis somehow. They want to say, it's one thing, you have a laptop, you have a camera, expensive camera, yes, you don't use it for other things, you're not going to use it to keep the window, you're not going to use it for other things other than what it's designated for. The Mishabura says mefurish, that you don't need to be machal lemakim. He brings the base mayor. And Shatzim Paskins that you don't need Yichud Mokum. So the Yichud Mokum you don't need. So let's say you have a laptop, it could well be Chisorin Kis, or let's say you have a camera, it could, even if you're not Miyachud Dafk over there, you have a camera here in the kitchen, that's also a Chisorin Kis. Here, the Svara goes, which they're quoting, they're saying the Svara is, Azach, which is so not Miyachud, here you don't need to be Miyachud Mokum, but something which is so well handled, so commonly handled, Efshes not Chisankis. Now, I hear the Svara, I hear that. Obviously, there's a chilek between a mobile phone and a camera. We all get that. I think by now we all understand this day and age. Yeah, we're holding a phone more than cameras. But the point, the question on that is that what's it based on? What Svara is it based on? What's the Maramokim for it? What's this? So Miyachle Mokim means that one of the actually Rashi says that in order to classify something to be considered muksa machas chisonkis, which is a high level, which the halacha is, you can't move in a circle from a mikom, you won't have the heta of moving it if it's noisy, is because you miyachad le mokim, you designate a place because you're very scared it might get damaged.
It's always with you.
You're saying miyachad le mokim in your hands, yeah? That's an eichas svara. You should know something, this topic is a mind-boggling svara. It's a mind-boggling topic, because I've looked around. Reb Nissen Karel, let's take a right in Chut Shani, he says that a telephone is considered a Moksa Machas Chasorin Kiss. Because, yes, you use it very frequently, unfortunately, whatever you're doing. Yeah, yes, you use it very frequently, but you don't use it for anything else. Think about, I'm not talking about a rubbish phone, a Nokia phone, they say, like, it survived the mubble. The Nokia phones, so ever many cars could drive over it, it'll survive. These phones are very, very delicate, I don't know if you know. They're very. I've been through about three or four. It's been through quite a lot of them. They don't last long unless you're very careful. So we're very particular. Why should there not be a chisor and kiss? So novos, the svara goes, azazach, which is so commonly used, how could that be a chisor and kiss? Minol on ha. I don't know what the right is.
It's replaceable.
Was easily replaceable. My biggest nightmare is if I have to change this, because all the contacts that have to change over. The clouds. I don't know anything about the clouds yet. I know in Manchester there's a lot of clouds. But I don't. As of yet, no. It's a man's biggest nightmare to change over all the things over onto. You're not sure all the contacts. But Kitsa, the point I want to make tonight is very interesting. That is a good chance that using this phone for me could be considered stepping onto Chisonikis, and therefore I went to buy a simple clock. This is the interesting point. This is very geschmack. Yes, now that I've got the simple alarm clock, let's say I go through the sugya and someone talks me into it. You know what? It can't be chisorin kiss. And you know, I've had a long journey on this. I've heard from many different people various opinions. Very strong opinions on both sides. Someone's quoting me, a body from London, saying zikha not, zikha yeah, zikha not, zikha. It's very interesting how everyone's got a wild, mamash 50-50. Let's say you go down the route that it's not chisorin kiss. Now I can't use it. Because the Mishnah Berurah has got a shitta. If you have an alternative in your house, you shouldn't use the Kedish Shemlach Teleisa. Even if, let's say, you assume the Kuladeg Yostam, that's a Kedish Shemlach Teleisa, if you have an alternative, till now, I didn't have a da-da-da-da. Unfortunately, I wasn't zeichet to a very cheap machine. Now that I've got myself one, I'll say some tshuva, even if I want to go down the route to say, you know what, Spaseda, I've lost my hatter, because Reb Moshe Feinstein, Pinchas Bodner, he's got a tshuva to Reb Moshe Feinstein, and says, what happens if you've got a Kiddush Shemlach Teleisa, and you've got an alternative to use, but you haven't got it in your house, you got it in your shochanans, or you got it in, you have to buy one, he says you're not mechuyev, he's medayken Mishnah Berurah, says dafke yeshle. If you haven't got it yet, oh, but now that I bought one,
yeah.
So okay, maybe if you wait, but you can see, Soif Dover is like this. We started out saying that a regular phone should be Kedish Shemlach Teleisa, which you should be able to move if it makes a noise, hopefully it should make a noise, and you want to let your wife sleep, carry on sleeping, you want to stick it under the pillow, there's no problem moving it, that's called a Tzorich Mekoma, let's be Mekabel that Kedish, it's called a Tzorich Mekoma for the room to be quiet. The point that we're making is that if a person realizes that his phone is becoming very valuable, to the extent that he's very particular about his children not playing around with it, or the phone's sensitive, together with the fact that it's a bit expensive, together with he's got a lot of contacts and everything, all the factors together, if he realizes that he's becoming a shtickle in the vase about it, yeah, unfortunately, that could step onto the boundary of chisor kiss. And the svara that people are saying that it's handled with so much, I mean, not on her that I should downgrade it back, not for Chisankis. As far as the can of the can. Kitzah, the first action that you do, Shabbos morning, without Danzain, clearly, if this is the route that you want to go down, one thing is clear, that if you do have an alternative, then it could even be, you shouldn't even be using a simple phone. Let's say you have a good old Nokia phone. It could be, if you have a simple phone, it's still kadai to use the simple phone. The simple alarm clock, because even if it's a Kedush Shemlach Teleisa, Shnei Mefurshim Mishnah Berurah, it's kedai to use something which is not a Kedush Shemlach Teleisa and not end up moving the... Okay. No.
Ice cold, cold, cold.